This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Kevin Epling, who is National Co-Director of Bully Police USA. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm very well. The last time we spoke and you had just gotten back from Washington, D.C., you've had a little time to regroup from that now.
And then on to the next three dozen events that are also coming up at the same time.
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, that's a good thing, isn't it? That means that you're out there. The message of anti-bullying is getting spread, and the more people hear your story, the more they are moved to action.
Well, I believe in that, and I think the more we do get it out there, people are understanding that this is an issue. It has been kind of one of those silent issues for years that we've just all kind of accepted. You know, now we're at the point of we can no longer do that because we're starting to see the larger ramifications of what is happening, you know, to our students.
And unfortunately, in order to tell the story, I think it's important to tell your story and how you got to this position that you certainly didn't ask for, but have certainly taken and made very powerful.
No, I when I talk with parents, I say, you know, I got drafted into the war on anti-bullying in 2002 when our son Matthew took his life after about 40 days after a Welcome to High School hazing incident. And I've never looked at the actual incident, but I've keyed in on the attitude that it was acceptable, that everybody knew that these end-of-school-year hazings happened. It wasn't a big deal. Nobody ever got hurt. And so that's kind of where I stepped in and said, well, why didn't everybody ever say no? We need to stop this. So Tammy and I kind of chose to do that, be public with our story. And, you know, Matt is no longer just a statistic, nor are any of the other young people that I've come in contact with. They have lives, they have stories, they have families, and that's what we try to get across to people. And we don't want this to happen to anyone else, and we can only intercede in that if we tell our story.
Well, and you talked in a great article, I thought, written in City Pulse newspaper. I thought it was very well written. It talked about it's a personal choice you make. It was a quote from you. It's not easy. You said it's hard to be public with your life because you do want it to be private. I mean, there can't be more private moments. And yet, in order to make the difference that needs to be made now, you have to be public with it.
You have to be, and it is a choice that we decided to make because we have known other parents who have lost children, very similar circumstance, and they've decided they want to be private. They don't want to be, you know, out there. But at the same time, they do want people to remember, you know, their child, their son, their daughter. And when I'm out there speaking on behalf of Bully Police USA and other parents, there are times I feel like Jerry Lewis. These are my kids. I respect every single child that I've had the chance to get to know after they've passed, and these parents, you know, and Jesse and Alex and Christina and Austin, the names just go on, and we have far too many of them.
And that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Kevin. This is something that, you know, my girls both experienced a little bit of this, you know, from one side or the other, and would come home and tell me stories as well. And the numbers must amaze you once, unfortunately, you became so immersed in this. Were you stunned at the numbers that you see and the stories that you hear and how many young people are involved?
Well, when we first got involved and I started doing my own research back in probably 2003, the spring of 2003 after Matt passed away, simple Google searches would probably bring up 4 to 5 million hits on bullying. You try it today, you're going to get 17 to 23 million. Depending on the terminology you use. But the stories, yeah, the stories keep coming. I get hundreds of emails, you know, throughout the year from parents here in Michigan, across the United States. You know, this is what I'm going through. What are some steps that I should be doing? You know, we don't have a law. How do we get a law enacted? You know, how do we get just policies in our schools? There are a lot of questions. But one of the best things that I've seen over the years, Cheryl, is that students are starting to take a role. And I'm a big proponent of empowering those students to take a lead role in making the change because they're tired of this atmosphere as well.
Well, and that has to, you know, that has to make you feel good that that you're making a difference, and folks doing this kinds of things that you're doing are making a difference. Where is anti-bullying legislation in the state of Michigan at this point?
Well, right now, since we have now changed, you know, half of our House and half of our Senate, I have a feeling we've kind of been dropped almost back to where we started in 2005. There are four bills that are in play currently right now. Two are the full bills that were introduced in 2005. Two are the revised versions of the bills, which are much shorter, that were left in the Senate Education Committee. So those have all been reintroduced, but we have to kind of see how things start to shake out with all the new leadership and what do they want to take up. But Michigan is one of the last five states. Montana is moving up very, very quickly on us, so they'll probably pass us. Michigan will probably be the fourth state, one of those last four states. Other states have also been actively revising their laws and making them stronger, and my fear is that Michigan is actually going in the opposite direction. They want to water it down and make it really weak.
Well, my question, I can't, and this may be such a naive question, what on earth, why wouldn't this be something you'd want to have happen right away for your state, to get laws in place that protect young people in these situations?
Well, I think, you know, that's the best question to be asking our legislators, because every time we do ask, we get various different answers over the years. One, it violates local control. Schools should have local control, but really the bill offers local control and really advocates that for local school districts, that schools already have policies, but really maybe only 75 to 80% of our schools in the state of Michigan have policies. That still means 20% of our students are not protected. I'd rather see 100%. So there are always a lot of things. A lot of legislators will also say, well, it's all about gay rights, you know, that it's only going to protect gay kids. And no, this is all about safety. It is all about making sure that every child has a safe environment when they go to school, that we need to eradicate this cancer that's really tearing apart our schools from the inside.
Well, and that is such a naive statement to say it's just about gay kids. That means they haven't looked at the issue.
No, and I think, you know, over the years, you know, we have never seen the news talking about teen suicides. We do now today. And we see both gay and straight kids being assaulted every day and kids being called gay that aren't, but they're just, it seems to be okay that they can use the slang. And we should just make sure that every child in every school should be safe from being harassed in a physical or emotional manner. And that includes, you know, being talked down to verbally. We've gotten rid of other slang words in our vocabulary. We should do the same thing.
Oh, without question. We're going to run out of time to talk at length about the Bully Side Project, so we're going to mention it now with about a minute left. And then I'd like to have you on again before that performance takes place March 30th. The Bully Side Project is coming to the Passant Theater on the 30th, a week from today. And that is stories about, well, Matt's story is included.
Matt's story is included. It is a story of 10 kids from across the United States. Matt is included. Three other students from Michigan are included out of those 10. Phoebe Prince is in there, Megan Meyer. And it will give people an idea of who these people were, what they went through. It's very emotional. But at the end, people will hopefully walk out of there to say, we cannot continue to let this happen and turn our backs on our kids.
Well, there's a whole other segment involved with talking about the Bully Side Project, that performance. So I will get a hold of you tomorrow and we'll reschedule, because the story of how that came about is very interesting as well. Thank you, Kevin, so much.
Thank you, Cheryl, and we'll talk again.
Very good. Kevin Epling, National Co-Director of Bully Police USA. We'll get a hold of him again to talk soon about it. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.